we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good morning, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast today. It is a beautiful, beautiful day. I don't know about you, but it rained a little bit last night, and it's like, oh, I hope the ground can handle that, because I've seen some areas of Brevard County that still have standing water. I woke up this morning. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. That means today, I think today's the 15th of September. I think it's Friday. it's been kind of an atypical month. In fact, I'm sharing a vehicle with my daughter right now. Mine's being repaired. And she looked at me as I was taking her to work today, and she said, "Dad, half of September is gone." And I said, "Baby, what do you mean?" And she said, "Half of the month of September is gone. Where did it go?" And I just looked at her and said, "Oh, baby, it goes a lot faster than that. The older you get," said, "not only do months go by that quick, but years tend to go by that quick." So my name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and you're listening to WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship, right here in Cocoa, Florida. And I'm going to be taking you in the Word today, where I was awakened this morning. I'll tell you a little bit more about that, but I was awakened this morning and as like, God, what do the people of Brevard County need to hear from you today? We're basically a week away from storm prep. We have come through the storm, and now we're several days into recovery. And what does Brevard County need to hear from you? And so I've been up since or awake since about 4 something this morning, and just to bring a word today that is going to sustain the weary. And so I'm going to share that with you a little bit. This is going to be a very busy weekend for us at Merritt Assembly of God. The police department from Spartanburg, South Carolina, is supposed to be bringing us a load of water this weekend, and we are going to be distributing that on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And I need to tell you where we are. Our address is 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida 32953. Okay. And some areas are just now getting water. That means you're on a boil water notice for another several days until they clear that up. And I was walking my neighborhood last night. I was at the grocery store with my wife the night before, and there was still no water. A lady that I met in my neighborhood last night for the very first time, I was asking them if they needed anything, and she said that she had gone looking for water, and they were already out. And so, please, this is not about us. Several years ago, our church did a thing when gas prices were so expensive. We mailed out an invitation card to come to church, and if people came, we were going to give them a gas card that had $10 worth of gas on it. This was back when gas was $4 a gallon, and there was a mix-up at the or a delay at the postal service, and it didn't get mailed out. It didn't get to people's homes until after the event was taking place, and someone called and they said, "Well, you just did that so you could give those gas cards to your people." And I understand the frustration, you know, that but that really wasn't the case at all. I didn't pay, you know, several hundred dollars for postage so that I could stiff a bunch of people out of a $10 gas card. We are in the blessing business. We want Merritt Assembly of God to be a place where people's value is restored, and that it is a refreshing encounter that they have. So we just want to meet people's needs. And quite frankly, I could have given a gas card to the people of the church and said, hey, just give this away to whoever it would be a blessing to. And so we're doing this to try and meet legitimate needs. I felt motivated in my spirit this week to do what I can, especially for the Barrier Islands. But anybody in the sound of my voice, if you are in need of water, we're going to start distributing it as long as the truck gets here. And please understand, if the truck doesn't get here, I don't have any water to distribute. The truck is supposed to get here. I will be working with our church to unload that truck whenever it gets here, in the wee hours of Saturday night to Sunday morning, whatever time it arrives, we're going to be unloading that truck. I'm going to preach. We're going to get our team in place, and we're going to start distributing water. We're going to have hot dogs, so that people can have something to eat while they're waiting. We're going to have it set up logistically where you never have to get out of your car. You just pull in the parking lot driveway at on Tangerine Avenue in between Grove Street and Parnell. You're going to pull in one way. You're going to pull out another way, and you won't even have to get out of your car. And all we're doing is serving as a distribution point. Now, I thought yesterday things had slowed down just a little bit, and I actually was working on my Sunday message, and I got another phone call. And by the way, I just want to give a big shout out to the body of Christ and to the police department of Spartanburg, South Carolina. Thank you so much for what you are doing with Brevard County. And this water distribution is not for people who come to church. It's for everybody in the community. So if you want to come to church and worship with us at 10:30 on Sunday morning, you're more than welcome to. We welcome you. We're going to have a great time praising God and thanking Him for His protection. You don't have to come to church. If you want to, we've got a great church and would love to have you. There's nothing compulsory about this. We're just doing what we can to meet a need. Doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, any background that you have. We just want to love on you and let you know that Jesus loves you. And so we're very thankful for this distribution point. If you go onto the Facebook page for Merritt Assembly of God, you will find a notice. This information's been put out by Brevard Emergency Management as well. And so if you know of somebody who's in need of water, like that lady that I encountered last night, please let us know, or let them know, about this food distribution. So yesterday afternoon, I thought I had the forklift in place. We're renting a forklift. We're renting it for several days because we don't know exactly how many trucks are coming in or for how many different days. So we've got it for several days that we've rented this forklift for. I've got the pallet jack. So we're investing in this as best that we can. And so as long as that comes in, we're going to be distributing that. So then all of a sudden my phone rang, and it's somebody from South Carolina who was in contact with this other person in South Carolina who found out about the need in Brevard County. And this is not the Assemblies of God. This is actually the Southern Baptist Missions Disaster Relief for South Carolina. They're saying, what do you need? What do you need? And so I'm going to be in contact with the people. I've already sent out an email to them saying, what does Brevard County need? And we've got some people that are looking to help us out. What can be done? What do we need? Because they don't want to waste resources, and we don't want to waste their resources. And so if you go onto my Facebook page, if you know of a need that not just you have, but that you think would serve this community right now, if you'll go onto Facebook, to Merritt Assembly of God, like the page, you can comment on there and give us your input, and I will be touching base with them, and we'll be seeing about another delivery in the middle of the week next week. So I'm gonna continue to try and bring you updates as best as I can. And so we are going to say a great big thank you to Spartanburg, South Carolina police and sheriff's departments for being such a blessing to the fine folks of Brevard County. When the person called me, they said, "Hey, guess what? We're on the same team." And I want you to know that Merit Assembly of God is on the same team with every Bible-believing, Jesus-believing, Bible-preaching Christian here in Brevard County. And we just want to make sure that there's nobody hurting and bleeding and wounded alongside of the road, and us be so religious that we just walk right by them and pretend like their very legitimate need doesn't exist. So be patient with us if you can. I've got a relatively small congregation. Hey, if you want to come and help distribute, you're more than welcome to come and help us grab a case of water or two and put it in somebody's vehicle. Hey, we're not in this for us. We're in it to just be a blessing. So with that being said, please be patient with my folks. We're going to be doing the best we can. We are not professionals at this, but we believe that God has created this this ministry resource so that we can touch people and meet a very real need in their life. I was driving down the road yesterday, and I heard a conversation, and somebody was asking about roofers, and another person was asking about electricians. And so I want to remind you, now my life has been less than normal this week, and so I do not have the phone numbers right in front of me. But I want to recommend a few folks to you, and you'll need to be patient with them because there are lots of needs right now. But if you need a roofer, a person that has blessed our church, I know that they're a sponsor here on, or a supporter here on WMIE. They've done work on other churches as well. And that's Lewis Barnhart Roofing out of Melbourne. And you can look up their phone number, and they are phenomenal. They came, when they did our roof, they came out and made sure that everything was dried in. They met every need as they could. And so I encourage you to give them a call. If you need AC work done, there's Creative AC Solutions as well as Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. Creative AC Solutions is in the central part of the county. Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, they go throughout the county. I've seen some concrete walls that have been blown over by the storm, and if you need something like that repaired, give the folks at JITS Concrete a call. And if you'd like their phone numbers, you can reach us at 321-454-4263. So those are some good numbers for you. Also, if you need FEMA, if you have got serious damage that your insurance isn't going to cover, you can look on FEMA. You can begin to fill out the paperwork, and they will get somebody out to investigate. Or I don't know if they come out and investigate. I'm not a FEMA expert, but you can contact them, and they will point you in the right direction from there. So, God, what would you have me to say to the folks of Merit Assembly, or to Brevard County this morning? And we're going to be in John chapter 4 today. Our day started. We were awakened to find out. Well, yesterday, my wife found out that her flight to go see her mother, that flight was canceled. The Lord directs our steps. And then we awakened this morning to find out that a family member that she was going to see actually got admitted to the hospital overnight. The Lord directs our steps. And so I want you to know that as disruptive as the storm has been, it has not disrupted life. This storm recovery is a high priority for us, but the world is just going to keep on churning. There is always going to be another need. There's going to be another crisis, and I just want to give you a word this morning. We've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, and patience. And I want you to know that that's something that comes from abiding in the Spirit of God. But if we're not careful, if we start trying to do things in our flesh instead of out of the Spirit of God, we're going to get tired and we're going to find ourselves in need. And I want to give you the solution to that today, and it's in John chapter 4. I love this passage of Scripture. In John chapter 4, verse number 1, it says, "Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee." Listen to verse number 4. "But he needed to go through Samaria." In the King James Version, it says, "He must needs go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink,' for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, 'How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.' Jesus answered and said to her, 'If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.'" You drop down to verse number 31. It says there, "In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, 'Rabbi, eat.' But he said to them, 'I have food to eat of which you do not know.' Therefore the disciples said to one another, 'Has anyone brought him anything to eat?' Jesus said to them, 'My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of the city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified." And verse number 42, "Then they said to the woman, 'Now we believe not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.'" I believe that the reason that Jesus needed, that's a very important word. There's a difference between needs and wants. There's a great deal of difference. A lot of people think that if they want it, they therefore need it. I had a saying when my kids were growing up, and they didn't really understand it at the time. Now they have a better grasp of it, and the saying goes something like this: "What you want is not always what you want." You might want something for right now, but you may not realize the consequences or the price tag that comes with that want. You may not realize the emotional pain that will come. And so Jesus here did not want to go through Samaria. He needed to go through Samaria. I believe that the need was not so that he would get tired. I don't believe that the need was so he could be thirsty. I believe that there was a woman in that city that needed a Jesus encounter, that once she had that Jesus encounter, it was going to transform the city. And so today, I want to encourage you to make sure that you have a Jesus encounter. The word that I was praying this morning was a word that impacted me several years ago. Probably, goodness, I'm afraid to guess. This word goes back 17 or 18 years when it became a powerful reality in my life. And that is this: "The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away." God has a word that will sustain the weary today. And so I want to encourage you to say, "God, What is it that you need today? Once he began that journey, he knew what God's will was. There was a city that needed to know that God loved them. They didn't need a theology argument. That's what the woman started doing. She started debating. First of all, she debated customs. How is it that you as a Jew ask me, a Samaritan, for something? I want you to know that I believe that God wants the body of Christ to live in unity. We may not agree on every point, but we can agree together that Jesus is the King, that he's the Savior of the world, that no one comes to the Father but by him, that the name of Jesus is exalted above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe that we can believe that people need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. And so where Psalm 133 says that where there is unity, where brethren dwell together in unity, that there is commanded blessing, even life forevermore. God specializes in turning the devil's curses into blessings. And so I'm so thankful for the unity in the body of Christ. And so we're not here to glorify our church. We're here to glorify our Savior and to meet people's needs. And if they don't, they just get their need met now, maybe a church down the road will, they'll turn to that church a little bit later, you know, because this radio program goes throughout the county. If you live in Palm Bay, or if you live in Malabar, you're not driving all the way to Merit Assembly of God. I just want you plugged into a church. I don't believe that a person can thrive the way that God wants them to thrive without being connected, not just attending, but connected to a local church. We need one another. You need the giftings of God that he's placed in me, and I need the giftings of God that he has placed in you. And so that's what has been so fascinating about this encounter this week, is that people have been calling and saying, hey, how can we work together to meet needs in the community there? So stay tuned to Facebook. The latest updates are there. And we will keep you informed of those. So he goes to this city named Sychar, and it said that as he came near, that he was wearied from his journey. He was wearied from his journey, and so they sat him down by the well, and they went off to find food. And normally, if you're tired and you don't eat, you generally don't get stronger. But when they came back after Jesus had been ministering to this woman and explaining things to her, not just culturally, but spiritually, and letting her know that God is spirit and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Verse number 31 says, in the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. This was not the wearied man that they had left. There was something that had taken place in him, and that was he had reached out. He had ministered to a woman that had a very checkered past, but God was going to give her hope for the future, a transformed life. She became a believer. She became a messenger. She became an ambassador for what Christ wanted to do. She was a very, very effective evangelist. And so Jesus said that he had food to eat of which he did not know. I'm here to tell you that when you know what God's will for a day is, you're going to find that the omnipotent, almighty God has enough strength, has enough resources to be able to minister through you and not leave you a casualty on the warfield. There are too many people who cycle through people. They use them, abuse them, and then when they're broken, hurted, wounded, and dying, they said, okay, it's time for us to move on to another person so that we can victimize them as well. God values people. And so they came back and they said, what's going on? Has anyone brought him something to eat? And he said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. And I want you to know, God doesn't start something and then not finish it. He is the author and the perfecter. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. And I pray that your faith in God is getting stronger day by day. And so find out how you can be a blessing today. Say, God, you know, right now I feel a little overwhelmed, and so I want to spend some time with you, and you will find that God will strengthen you. He will position you appropriately. I can't wait to share the word that God has laid upon my heart for Sunday morning. And so if you can come and be a part of that, that would be great. But if not, I pray that where you worship, that you will encounter the presence of the living God. He goes on and he tells the disciples, he says, don't say there's 4 more months and then comes the harvest. I say, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white unto harvest. He says, for that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. There are a lot of government officials who have been working to make sure that the residents of Brevard County are safe and they have their immediate needs taken care of. Okay, thank God for them. There are also a tremendous amount of charities that are working across the country that are showing up in Florida right now to minister. In fact, there are some reports out there that the church is the first ones to show up, and they are the greatest givers when it comes to meeting people's needs. Oh, our last service that we had before the storm hit on a Sunday morning, we had a service on Wednesday night too, but that we had taken up an offering for the people of Harvey. And I remember saying to the people, say, we want to minister to those who are hurting, because we never know when we might be the ones who are in need. And so I just want to encourage you today, if you're reaping or you're sowing, it is all about rejoicing together. It is not about a big I and a little you. It's not about a little me and a big you. It is about Jesus being glorified and hurting people experiencing the love of Jesus. Jesus said in verse 38, I sent you to reap for that which you have not labored, and others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. Many of the Samaritans of that city believed. That city was transformed because Jesus had a need to go through there. He came to a place, he said, I just need to sit here for a little while. And a woman came. He touched one woman's life. That woman touched a city. And then he used that to teach his disciples. I pray today that God will use us. Stay tuned to our Facebook post, Merit Assembly of God, and get the latest up-to-date information on what is going on with our Hurricane Irma relief efforts here in the county. And we're going to see you Sunday, hopefully. If not, we'll see you Monday right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.